The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Pat Lowney as he talks to entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
Good morning and welcome to Biz Talk. I'm Pat Lowney and I'm here this morning with Terry Pinch. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Pat. It's a beautiful day to be in the studio.
Yes, it is. Let's hope it clears up a little later in the afternoon. And we are joined this morning by Eric Turner and Dave Bremer from ABT Foundation Solutions. Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing?
I agree. It's great to be in the studio this morning.
So we're going to talk a little bit this morning about your company and you've been around for a few years and you've been doing a great job and things like that. And maybe you could start by telling us a little bit about yourselves and how you got into the business of ABT.
I'm Eric Turner, and I started ABT, actually incorporated in 2002. It was a little different world at that time, but I brought Dave in not too long after I started, and he started out in sales and going out inspecting homes, and now he's the vice president of the company.
So you've grown and seen a lot in the time that you've been with the business too, Dave.
I have. I've been in the industry for 18 years and seen a lot of homes, helped literally fix the homes. I was a foreman for a number of years as well, so hands-on knowledge dealing with the situation at hand.
Can you tell us what ABT does?
We fix broken foundations. We take most people's largest investment and make it right for them.
So what differentiates you and your business from some other people who might do that kind of thing?
Well, for us, it's about taking care of the customer, understanding that it's a family that lives in the home, treating them like family. The people we have is really what makes the difference.
And tell us about that, the people you have.
Well, the people we have, I think they love what they do, and it really shows. They trust each other. They trust us. They trust Eric running the company, and it makes a huge difference, all the way throughout the company.
And I know we were talking earlier that you kind of differentiate yourself in how you treat those people, and you've done this right from the very beginning, right?
I'm going to pipe in here. You know what? We did. We have an attitude that we're going to treat people differently. From my perspective to the team that I have around me that passes on to the customers. We want to make sure that our customers are dealt with honestly and fairly. We hold – our team is held to a very high standard. And when we get that, we really become – we turn from a team to almost a family. And remember, we spend 8 to 10 hours a day together, so sometimes more than that. So it really does become a pretty tight-knit group.
Can you speak a little bit about the background you have and how that led to ABT? Because some of the ideas you're talking about are not necessarily ones people have when they start out. So what experience has led you to this point?
I've been in the industry, in this specific industry, for over 25 years. And working for another company, I ran other companies that did similar things to what we do. And I give them, thanks, because I learned a lot of things, the good things to do, but I also learned a lot of things not to do. And really, that's where my mindset came when I decided to form ABT.
And when you formed ABT, how many people were with you when you started out?
Literally about a handful.
All right.
We started very small. It was pretty much a couple of trucks. And it started at a kitchen table and then moved to a rented or leased piece of property.
So how did you evolve from the kitchen table? You know, what went into your, what was working on your decision processing as you were making that leap from what it was you were doing to where you were going to forming your own company and things?
The biggest thing I've always felt that accounting and justifying the numbers that are going into the business, I have this saying that everybody rolls their eyes at when they hear, but figures don't lie, liars figure. And so I sat down and did performance from a cash flow statement to a P&L to what I want my balance sheet to look like. I actually do three, I still do to this day, but I do three different scenarios or three different views of each one of those.
So could you tell people who may not be familiar listening what a performa is?
It is, it's a wag. It's a guess of where you expect. If you bring in X amount of money, at the end of the day, how much cash are you going to have left? Or what is your P&L going to look like? Because a lot of times people get confused, and from what I've seen, they get confused in the difference between P&L and cash flow statement. Those are two hugely different entities when it comes into the business. And if you don't have both, you're probably going to be in trouble.
And you're kind of singing to my heart because it sometimes the people that I'm mentoring with SCORE, I see that a lot. People focus on the P&L, for example, and not so much with cash flow. But tell me how that helped you as you were starting a business and growing. Do you have a specific example where you maybe were to foresee something that you knew you had to take care of?
Well, I'm going to take it maybe a little different direction, and you can redirect me if you want.
Sure.
You know, if I'm going in the wrong direction for what you're asking. But what I found is in small businesses, especially small startup businesses, in our business, we have an extreme influx of cash. We have a busy season, and then we have an extremely slow season. If you don't put a performa together and carry your cash flow out for all 12 months or 13 months, I like to look at a 13-month prediction because it just brings me into that next year and I have you know, a place where I'm going. But it becomes very easy to think you're making more money than you really are. And if you overspend in your flush months, when those short months come, you're not going to have the cash to carry it back to zero.
Have you had to use in the time that you've been in the business for 16 years or whatever that is, that also to approach a bank to say, you know what, we're going to come up on a period here in 6 months that we're going to probably need a little bit of help?
Been alive since 2008, probably remember 2007, 2008, 2009. But I'm going to go back farther than that. When I started the business, I had to go to the bank with all of the different documentation to prove that I could actually do what I said I could do. They for some reason, they wouldn't take my word for it. They actually wanted documentation and proof that, okay, I've actually put a thought into this, and I have a thought pattern that they can follow through with and see that they're going to lend money to a company that they're going to get their investment back out of. So when I started the company, I had to walk into the bank. You know, I had built a very, very good relationship with the bank prior to even starting the business. And over the years, I've built different relationships with different institutions, banking institutions, because I've had to switch over the years to different ones. There's lending institutions or banks or credit unions, whichever one whatever you're looking at, that specify that they like specific types of businesses. I know they say they like to diversify their portfolio, but they also feel more comfortable in different businesses. And you have to find the one that meets your criteria that you can meet their criteria also.
That's really good that a good example that you give because it happens a lot. There are different criteria or there are different banks that specialize in things, and one bank isn't just like the other. So you got to kind of look around and try a couple out and things.
When you start out as a smaller business, you had a couple of trucks and maybe four or five employees. Now you're where you are today with 36 plus, and probably going to be double that in 10 or 15 years.
We hope.
Yeah. How? One important thing we like to talk about is how does your the functions within your business grow? So specifically around the accounting side and your bookkeeping side, you did the pro formas in 2002. You still do some of that finances today. But how has the support for your accounting, bookkeeping analysis grown from 2002 to today? And where do you see it going in the future?
You know, in the future, hopefully we can improve on it. Right now, the way we operate at this point is with Dave and I. I usually start the thought pattern of the pro formas that we're putting together. Mm-hmm. Then I usually bring Dave into it, and then we have another smaller team of leaders in our company that I bring in, that we bring into it also. But usually, by the time that part of the team gets to it, Dave and I have arm wrestled to the point where we feel like we have a pretty good direction of where we're going to go. Since we're in charge of the ship, and it's easy to steer a ship when the seas are calm, it gets really tough, and it really tests your tenacity when we start seeing waves coming and slapping your boat. So our objective is really to pull the boat out of the water and take and shoot holes in the bottom of it, and then plug all the holes before we put it back into the water. And that, when I say put it back into the water, that means we're driving it. That means we're in real life scenario. Before that, we're doing hypotheticals and what ifs. And everybody wants to dream big, but I think as leaders, when you're talking about your accounting functions, you have to look at worst case scenario. And you have to figure out how are you going to manage that hurricane if it comes. And you better make sure your boat's strong enough to handle it.
And by doing that work yourself, you also develop a gut that tells you when something isn't working. So as you're moving through the year and you say, hey, you know what, there's something wrong here. We need to check this and find out, you know, I know this isn't what we talked about 6 months ago, right?
That constantly happens. You know, and we also, I get together with, in our situation, it's a smaller lending institution. I get together with the president of that company, of our relationship, usually at least once a quarter, where we sit down and truly have a heart to heart, where she's asking me, you know, a lot of places ask for your P&L, your balance sheet, etc. When you're, you know, quarterly, you know, usually they require that, but I like to sit down with the people that are in charge. And explain to them where we're at, what I see, what my future is, and there's a lot of times that it's not real pleasant. I mean, I would rather have them see today that tomorrow, if I have an issue, they're already on board. They already know that I am looking forward, that I have already seen the hill that we need to climb, so they're on board with us. And so when Dave and I are boxing that out, and we're constantly, every week we're reviewing our P&Ls and our balance sheets and saying, where do we need to adjust? What do we need to draw back on? Because you can only sell so much. I mean, the dream is, well, we'll just sell more and make it happen. Well, I'm going to be a smart mouth for a minute. We're not the government. We can't just take in more money. It's real life. There's a certain point where you've taken in as much money as you possibly can. That means you have to be good stewards on the bottom part of that.
I'm going to make two comments here that fit very well for SCORE, and people who are talking to SCORE mentors will hear this all the time. And the first thing is, know your numbers. People want to focus on what they're good at and what that business is, but they sometimes forget the numbers are how you keep score. That's how the banker keeps score. That's how the business is measured. And you don't have to be an accountant. You don't have to be a financial person, but you absolutely need to know your numbers. And the second really important concept that we keep pushing them to people is networking. Your vendors, your suppliers aren't just there to provide a service. They provide you advice. And what you're doing with a bank is exactly what we'd love to see, and that the successful companies do that. They build a relationship. They use those people to push back. And that's the type of things you really, as a small business, need to be thinking about. Get your processes in place, understand the business, and build a network that really helps you grow.
I'm going to just talking about that and you know, building a network. One of my most important things is my ego wants everybody to say yes to me. It just, let's be real. I mean, that's honesty. But my ego needs to be bruised every once in a while, probably more often than not, Because if I only have – Dave is great because in my situation, because I usually get tunnel vision, and I'm like a bulldozer heading down the road, and I'm going to bulldoze anything in front of me, and it doesn't really matter what's happening on the sides. The only thing that matters is what's in front of me. And Dave is really good at going, hey, Turner, you might want to look left and right and see what's going on. So it's, and it's funny, he does that from the day-to-day operation stuff. He'll also do it. I probably do it more with him with the cash flow and funding and all of the dollars and cents and the accounting end of it. But my bank does it to me. They literally will say, have you thought about this? The other thing, you know, you talk about vendors. We find the best products in the market that we can possibly find. And fortunately, we have found a primary vendor that went from being a vendor. We walked away from some of their stuff because we could find it maybe a little less expensive, and we were looking at the dollars in bulldozer, blinders, forward, but then realized that maybe it's more important to have a partner than just a vendor supplying something. And so just recently, that's a story that happened just recently where we just kind of hit a timeout and a pause button and said it was almost like both Dave and I got slapped in the face at the same time. We're looking at each other and saying, you know, we create a partnership with our bank. We create a partnership with other people in the community for the stuff and volunteering that we do. We feel like we're a partner in that, but we're missing the partnership for where we're buying our product from. They're just a vendor. Let's find a partnership that we can embrace that sees us as a partner and we can see them as a partner.
That's very good. So we're going to take a break. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, and we'll be right back.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Do you believe your business can generate more in profits, be more efficient, and grow successfully? At Priora, our vision is applying financial literacy, yours. You are searching for a method to truly understand and manage the cash flow of your company. You know you should have a better working knowledge of your cash flow. The Priora Business System is an excellent template for the motivated business owner to successfully achieve profitability and growth. Visit PrioraCFM.com for more information or call Tony at 920-450-2840.
Are you a business owner looking to purchase real estate or equipment? Did you know there's a program out there that any bank or credit union can offer to help you make it happen with as little as 10% down and long-term fixed rates under 5%? It's called the SBA 504 program, and it has been working for small businesses for over 35 years. So next time you are talking to your banker about real estate or equipment financing, make sure you ask them for the SBA 504 option, because knowing all of your options is good business. Learn more about the SBA 504 program at WBD.org.
Need help taming your business's financial beast? Albertson Hailing CPAs can simplify your financial situation and guide you from payroll to tax planning and more. Let's crack the whip on your business's finances, helping you feel more comfortable. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Alberts & Hailing. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Welcome back. We're glad you joined us this morning. We're talking to Eric Turner and Dave Bramer from ABT Foundation Solutions. And before we go back to the conversation, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about Fox City Score Chapter. Our Fox Cities Court chapter is located in the Fox Cities Chamber office in downtown Appleton. We have offices in Appleton, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac, and we serve an 8-county area around those cities. We have 50 volunteer mentors, each of them an expert in their field. We offer entrepreneurs no-cost and confidential mentoring. We have expertise in areas such as IT, social media, marketing, cash flow, accounting, strategic planning, workflow, HR, retail, best practices, and many other specialties. In order to register for our no-cost and confidential mentoring session or to learn more about the Fox City Score chapter, visit our website at foxcities.score.org. You can learn more about how the Score chapter can assist you with starting and growing your business. When visiting our website at foxcities.score.org, you can complete an online application for a no-cost confidential mentoring session. Simply complete the online form and submit it to Score. Within a few days, a Score mentor will be contacting you to set up a meeting. Remember, Score is a no-cost option and offers experts who can offer assistance in many different areas that your business may need assistance in. To get started, simply visit our website at foxcities.score.org. And a reminder to support small business, the Fox City Score chapter is always looking for new mentors. We could use people with experience in agriculture, wellness, government contracts, and construction. If you have experience that you'd like to share with others looking for help in these areas, we'd love to talk to you. You can go to the foxcities.score.org, click on the volunteer button, and fill out a short application, and we'll get back to you in a short while to explain more. So we're going to turn back to Eric and Dave, and we were talking about the value of relationships before we took the break, and I'd like to ask you about how you relay that then to your customer base.
Before we go down that road, I was just reminded when you're talking about Score, and I haven't talked to you about this. When I originally started, I actually hooked up with Score, and they actually came in, and it was for marketing, and I will never forget the advice that he gave me, or the example that he gave me. He said, whatever you spend in marketing dollars, assume 50% of it is a waste. If you could figure out which 50%, you'll be a multimillionaire in no time. But nobody's been able to figure that out. So you know, I just hung my head and you know, we actually, Dave has probably heard that several times. 50% of whatever we're spending, we're really throwing away our money. But I figure out which 50% will be great.
But the other 50% is what makes it go, right?
Right, exactly. But you're always trying to find that, you know. But anyways, you know, you talk about relationship with customers. You talk about we were talking about relationship with vendors and you know, your bankers and you know, your accounting firm. Side note, it's really important to find a great accounting firm that meets your criteria. Interview them. Interview more than one. Find somebody that you're comfortable with. That's not just going to take your numbers and say, okay, whatever, that will actually give you pushback and force you to justify them. Just a side note.
Yeah, and I would say, you know, you want somebody that works with you, not just for you. And that's the important part of building a relationship and having a partnership with your vendors, your bankers, whoever it may be. Find somebody that's willing to work with you and not just for you.
So, like with an accounting firm, you're looking for somebody that not only just cranks all tax forms for you, but actually gives you some advice and says, you know what, have you thought about doing these kinds of things, either now before the end of the year or maybe after the first of the year, it's going to help your business in this way.
We spend quite a bit of time with our accountant. I have over the years, and I like it when they force me to justify spending. They look at my P&L, and they force me to justify why I spent X on something specific. And it's been a good experience. Also, on a side note, if you do get an audit, you want your accountant to be your best friend.
Yes, you do.
But talking about, let's, you know, you and I went down rabbit hole, but you know, you were talking about customers. How do we relay that value to customers? We have set our business up. A good friend of mine, actually, he goes to Harvard a few weeks out of the year every year, and he brought this back to me, and he shared it with me, and it's something that's going to stick with me forever. And you know, you talk about Walmart, and they're a multi-billion-dollar company. Everybody knows them. But they build everything on price. They present themselves as a low price leader. What they don't present themselves on having a person or an owner or a employee in every aisle, an expert in each field to help you. They you can't do both. You cannot offer an awesome service and the cheapest price. Something has to give. If somebody's offering awesome service at the lowest price, they're probably not going to be in business for a long period of time. It's the teeter-totter effect. You have to prioritize what you want your business model to be.
And if you're talking about a foundation, you probably really want to get somebody that you know knows what they're doing. And
I used to explain it to people like this as far as foundations go, and you know, you can take this into any business model you want. If your feet hurt, the rest of your body hurts. I mean, how many people say, oh, my feet hurt. What's the first thing you want to do is sit down and give up, right? You want to make sure you have a solid foundation. It doesn't matter what you're doing in life. Make sure you have a solid foundation. If it's your personal house, you definitely want a solid foundation. And sweaty feet stink. Wet basements stink. So there's my plug.
You've been thinking about this for a while. Okay, we're going to take another break. You're listening to Biz Talk on WHPY, and we'll be right back.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
So you have a new addition to your family, or you found that house that you've fallen in love with, or you're getting engaged to the love of your life, or planning a retirement that changes your lifestyle. What moves you to Fox Communities Credit Union? Fox helps you make life happen with competitive loan rates, plus checking, savings, and mobile account access that works for you. Visit foxcu.org or one of 22 locations.
Fox Communities. Fox Communities Credit Union.
It's the camper that gives your family freedom to travel, or the new car that gives you peace of mind, the convenience of managing your money on your phone, or the security of growing your money locally. What moves you to Fox Communities Credit Union? Fox helps you make life happen with competitive loan rates, free and easy mobile services, plus checking and savings accounts that work for you. Visit foxcu.org or one of 22 locations.
Fox Communities.
I'm on my way out. I'm booked that day. I'll be washing my hair that night?
No matter what excuse you use, your business's finances won't fix themselves. Albertson Hailing CPAs can take the frustration out of your bookkeeping, taxes, and more. We'll help you understand and manage your situation. Visit albertshailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. I'm Pat Lowney, and I'm here with Terry Pinch this morning, and we have Eric Turner and Dave Bramer from ABT Foundation Solutions as our guests this morning. Terry, we've got some educational sessions coming up that you want to talk about, right?
Yep, and in fact, the first couple build on much of the conversation we've already had today. Is the next program is going to be Accounting Basics for Small Business. It's on September 19th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Fox City's Chamber of Commerce office in Appleton. And this one has really been added because we do two QuickBooks sessions a year, and new businesses and ongoing businesses are always interested in learning about how to do the accounting. Then they get into the meeting, and the meeting's a four-week program, and realize they don't really understand accounting at all. And you've heard already today how important that is. Well, we've added a session up front on September 19th so you can learn about accounting basics before going into the QuickBooks program. And so the QuickBooks program is coming up. It will be in October, the first four Wednesdays. It's at New Horizons, so we have space for about 15 people, and that's a very good program for somebody starting out in business or with a smaller business to start doing their books. I can tell you right now, I do my books manually for my consulting business, and it's a lot of effort. You learn QuickBooks, and it does streamline things quite a bit. So that QuickBooks session will be the first four Wednesdays in October at New Horizons. You can find more information on our website. It's foxcities.score.org. That'll be up soon. If you're interested in one, you don't need to attend all of the both, but you can either attend the accounting session and then the QuickBooks, or just pick one of the two. If you feel like you need more of a basic understanding, we'll help you. It will, but it's up to you to decide whether you need that or not. So registration for our fall QuickBooks classes is now available on the website, foxcities.score.org. Again, the first class is Wednesday, October 3rd, and they begin at 6 p.m., and they will continue for the, it'll be for the first four Wednesdays in October. So you might not be able to attend all of them, but if it's something that will help you, please look at attending and joining those. So we'll have additional classes coming up in next year, but those are the ones that we've got coming for the rest of this year. So please sign up if you're interested. Again, it's at foxcities.score.org.
And Kurt Haling from Albertson Haling is going to be teaching those QuickBooks classes, and he does a very good job. So it'll be well worthwhile to attend those. So I'd like to turn back to Dave, and let's talk a little bit about, as your business developed, some of the things that you added on you know, to your business. So you do a little bit more than just foundations, right?
We do. You know, for a number of years, we have, you know, really focused on fixing foundations right. You know, leaky basements, we fixed them. Walls bowing in. You know, houses that are settling, we fix it. And it really came to a point of, you know, what's causing this? You know, negative grade towards the home, or concrete that's pitched towards the home. And that's very, very common and very typical. So we've really branched out and said, let's start fixing, you know, what's causing this problem. You know, see if we can be proactive and get ahead of it. And then we looked at that, and then we said, well, you know, when it rains, you know, gutters, you know, that is allowing all of that water next to the foundation. We really found that as a need for a lot of customers, and that is also something that we have brought into the company. So we truly look at the problem, you know, from the ground up. You know, what is causing this problem? How can we fix it? How can we be the most cost effective? It gives the customer more options and allows us to employ more people. So it's really a win-win.
Have you had situations where customers have come, you know, as you're there doing some work and saying, hey, can you do this too?
Absolutely. You know, word of mouth is very good, but you probably see our trucks around, and a lot of the stuff we do is not very quiet, so it is noisy. You hear jackhammers, you hear things going, and, you know, and neighbors are nosy, so they absolutely will come by. They'll see what's going on and understand that, you know, it's not the end of the world if they have a problem, and they can actually come out and ask about it, and we can give them a fair, honest, you know, assessment of what they have going on.
How do you guys decide where you're going next? Do you do strategic planning?
We do. Eric is very good at this. We have weekly meetings, and you know, one of the questions we bring is, you know, bring your crazy wild idea to the meeting, whatever that may be. Just bring an idea, because if that idea stays inside your head, it doesn't help the group. So we bring it to the table, and you know, sometimes they get shot down, but other times it really allows us to start thinking what that next step is, because it, you know, we're constantly thinking about moving forward. We're constantly thinking about how to get better. I don't think there's never a point where you know all the answers. So we do have weekly leadership meetings. We take the input from our employees and our customers alike, and make sure we're still doing the right thing, and what's the next step. You know, we're always looking for it.
How do you sort the ideas down? Decide which one's got legs and going to go forward, and which one maybe is the wag?
We have, if you sat in one of our meetings, they get a little testy. And I think that we have to, as a team, give pushback to each other. If we don't give pushback, nothing's going to get accomplished. I mean, it becomes one agenda, and we need one agenda when we walk out of the room. But in that meeting, we need to have more than one agenda. We need to be able to argue it out, and we play the what-ifs. And I use this scenario a lot. All right, let's take the boat out of the water. Let's take a shotgun, and let's shoot a bunch of holes in the bottom of it, and let's see if we can plug them all. and then we move forward with whatever it is. I'm going to jump off just for a minute, though, and hit the pause button, because one of the most important things I think that we have to remember, this goes in two different directions, and it almost contradicts each other, but not really. Number one, don't lose your focus. I see a lot of companies, startup companies, that is like a squirrel, because a lot of entrepreneurs' minds are like squirrels. They bounce in 80 different directions, and they're already thinking three steps ahead of wherever they're at right now, because that's just how their brain operates. If you continue to bounce off the walls and don't get rooted, you have a hard time succeeding. Blind squirrels get nuts every once in a while, but to have a tree that produces the nuts over and over and over every year, you have to have a good rooted system, and you have to have good soil around it also. So when you're building your business, make sure that you don't lose your focus. It's great to have these brain sessions where we can sit and vet stuff out and argue about stuff. And we've talked about some really off-the-wall ideas to get into, but we always come back to our focus. What is our focus? What is our number one focus? Well, ours is, we're not really a construction company. We fix basements, but that's not really our core business. What is our core business? Helping people. So when we look at each one of the things that we want to do in business, how is that going to help the homeowner? So when we look at raising the concrete, when we looked at getting into gutters and gutter covers, how is that going to help the customer? How is that going to help our initial cause of ensuring that their foundation is protected? That's just our story. Everybody's starting a different type of business, but I think the thought pattern almost needs to be the same. How are you going to stay in focus and make sure that you continue down the right path, which whatever you're picking?
It's really hard, isn't it?
For me, it's really hard. And the problem is in the office, they get irritated with me because I ask a lot of questions. And I'm not being arrogant, because it's a downfall at the same time. 80% of the time, I already know the answer to it, because I'm five steps ahead already. And I'm trying to draw them up along behind, you know, with me. And so, and I might be going in a totally wrong direction. So I need somebody to pull me back into place. I can't stress enough, as entrepreneurs, owners, whatever, wherever you're heading, make sure you have an honest support staff, somebody that can call BS on you when it's right. I would rather argue and justify my point than to bulldoze through and find out my point was wrong.
I think you see that a lot in great partnerships that work and do great things, is that they have the ability to have these arguments and then work it out and walk out of the room with one voice and say, you know what, we had it out, we discussed, and we found a direction, this is where we're going.
And again, you can ask the group, and we have a very unique, in my opinion, in our business, we have a very unique environment. And a lot of people don't fit into that environment, unfortunately. But our environment is, I'm going to tell on myself and Dave a little bit, but Dave and I have literally been nose to nose screaming at each other because we believe our point is more important that it gets out. And so we will literally do that. But we have one rule. We have one rule at the end of that, and both of us have agreed to it before we walk in. And we have that between the two of us. If we do that, when we walk out of the room, we can have a beer together. We're done. It's over. Get over it. Move on. Suck it up, buttercup. Let's get going. Because you have to have, if you're passionate about something, your passion is going to sneak through every once in a while, improperly or properly. But at the end of the day, you better get yourself back in check. And so have that beer or your soda or coffee or whatever it is you have at the end of the day to make sure that you two are still on the same page.
And we all have blind spots. So as much as we think we've got a straight vision, we know where the light is and everything, it also, it really helps to have that person alongside going, no, that's a train coming at you. That's not what you want to be running into.
So. Absolutely.
So what advice would you have for people starting out or people that are in business right now? How do you handle stress and I'm sure you've had plenty of nights where you lay in bed and stare at the ceiling and wonder how, you know, in the morning at 8 o'clock I have to have an answer for this, and I have no idea what's going to happen.
I'm probably not the right person to ask, because my team usually gets emails at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. They ask when I sleep. I've gotten better over the years. I'm not quite as bad at that as I used to be. But when you're starting a business, my two most important pieces of advice is have tenacity. Don't give up. Stay focused. The second one is, if you're starting a business because you think your boss is an idiot and that he gets to lay around all day and eat bonbons and sip soda, probably think again, because that's not going to be your – I haven't found that.
Let me know if you do.
Let's build on that a little bit, because we do get clients coming in all the time talking about how they don't like the hours they're working now and they think starting your own business is going to save them time. What did you find and how did it work?
If you're starting a business to work less hours, if you're starting a business, let me back up for a minute and get serious, because everybody that's around me knows that a lot of the time I joke to make points, but I'm going to get serious just for a minute. Starting a business is going to be the most, if it's not the most stressful thing that you've ever done in your life, you're probably not doing it right. And you have to make sure that your family, your support staff at home is on board, that they support you, that they understand, that my wife, there have been times where we have a rule, no phones at dinner, because I would be working at the table, and she, no, time out. You need to make sure, so have that support staff, but also that they have to understand that you're going to eat, drink, and sleep this business. I have more to that that gets a little crunch, little off color, so I'm just leaving it, eat, drink, and sleep. when you're starting a business. So if you're going to start a business because you want to go golfing every day, good luck with that. And if you find it, please let me know and that you're successful, because I would like to join your business.
Sometimes you got to go through hell to get to heaven, right?
You really do. You do have to find, and everybody's different. You have to find that balance. You know, everybody talks about the balance between work life and personal life. When you start a business, your work life and your personal life almost mesh together, unfortunately, because of the power that it takes to keep that machine running. So it's really tough to keep the wheels rolling. If you want to stay on the train tracks and not get derailed, it takes more energy than you've probably ever used in your entire life.
At what point as the business has evolved, did you feel that you were able to not slow down, but able to separate business from personal at all? Have you gotten to that point? Do you feel like you can get there?
I you know what? I have been blessed to have times, seasons, where I have been able to step away because I have Dave next to me. That I have been able to step away. And then there's other times where, things have gotten tough and, you have to shift gears again. So, it's gone back and forth for me personally. I asked a mentor of mine many years ago, I said, do you ever, and he had been in business for 20 years at the time, and so he's still in business today out of state. And I asked him, I said, do you ever get to the point where you don't feel like you're in the middle of an ice skating rink on a banana peel? And all he did was start laughing at me. I have the constant fear and weight on my shoulders that I have 35 employees that are 80%, 80 to 90% of those are the primary breadwinners in their family. So the decisions that I make right now today is going to affect their ability to put food on their table next week. And, so you asked, do you ever lose that? No, I just put it on Dave now. I share it with him. And he's heard that 100 times. He's literally heard, and he believes it. I mean, I firmly believe that Dave knows and he believes in the fact that his responsibility is to make sure that these 36 families, sometimes 40, I think low is 35, but usually in the 40s, people, and most of them are the primary breadwinners in their family, that they can put bread on their table. They can put food on their table. That is... That is ultimately, so you go from self-preservation to group preservation.
Great, great. So we're going to take one more break. You're listening to BizTalk and WHBY.
Subtract line 6 from 13, put in box 5 on form 1040 EZ. Easy? Really?
Taxes can be daunting, especially when it comes to your business. From asset protection to payroll and more, we can help reduce the stress of your business's financial situation. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Alberts & Haling. Personal connections. Positive results.
Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Hi, this is Matt Wilcox. I've been helping businesses in this area for over 20 years as a business banker and now as a vice president with WBD, your business finance resource. WBD is a nonprofit company that partners with local lending institutions to offer the SBA 504 loan program. If you are looking to buy commercial real estate or equipment, want to lower your down payment and get a 20-year fixed rate under 5%, be sure to ask your banker to show you the 504 option. And don't worry, at WBD we speak SBA, so we will make it easy for you and your banker. For more information on the 504 program, visit WBD.org.
Manage your banking relationship. Don't be managed by it. Lenders will require a copy of your detailed business plan to evaluate the risks associated with making a loan to your business. Many companies have already benefited by using the Priora Business System to prepare their business plan and provide ongoing monitoring of their business cash flow. Priora Business provides you and your lender with the critical information needed to demonstrate your business will be able to repay the loan. Visit PrioraCFM.com or call Tony at 920-450-2840 for more information.
Welcome back. I'd like to thank our sponsors who bring BizTalk to you each weekend. We couldn't do it without them. They are Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts & Haling CPAs, Legal Business Edge, WBD, the Wisconsin Business Development Corporation, Priora Cash Flow Management, and then Candale Marketing, which keeps up our website, biztalkwithscore.com. You can go out there anytime and listen to a podcast of this show. And finally, the Business News, biweekly paper, business paper in Wisconsin that does a great job keeping up on the business in Wisconsin. So we're going to go back to Eric and to Dave.
And what we like to do as we wrap up the show is get our guests to give probably what they think is a critical tip or a biz tip that you can offer to new either people starting a business or even in their current business.
The first one, a friend of mine told me not too long ago, you can be wrong, but don't be wrong for long. And I think we have to remember that. Don't hold on to it. Keep it real. Make sure that you're fixing the wrong sooner than later.
I think in my experience, that one is one that I knew, but I often didn't follow because I kept thinking it's going to get better tomorrow, something, I'm going to get some enlightenment or something from somewhere, and it never happens.
Is that how the partnership between the two of you really makes a difference, too? Is it's easy for one person to continue going ahead, but having another person there with another set of eyes to start that conversation?
Dave and I are night and day different. He's a dreamer. He's a cheerleader. He is a wonderful. He's intelligent. He likes to think about things. If I have a math question, we're sitting in a meeting, I instantly ask him. He answers it. I'm more of a bulldozer that has blinders on, that I'm going to go down the road no matter what, and I need somebody to say, hey, you're wrong, and then I need to shift gears. I need to change it. From employees to spending money to making money. I mean, you have to find, you'd be wrong, but fix it quick.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes, you know, it's the difficult right over the easy wrong, and having to make that decision and making it quick. You know, the hire slow and fire fast, the don't be wrong for long. Everything Eric's talking about is exactly what we try to do on a day-to-day basis. And having that yin and yang, you know, the knee-jerk reaction versus the methodical thinking, you need both. You absolutely, I think, need both to make it work.
It's very good. I have really appreciated having you guys on this morning. It's been really great listening to you, and a lot of the advice that you've learned along the way applies to a lot of people that are starting out now, or some people, you know, have been in business, and you guys are learning as you go along too, right?
The day you stop learning is the day you die.
Yeah.
It's awful. It's the things that I get slapped in the face almost every day.
Yeah, especially in today's world. Everything's moving so fast and changing so quickly and everything. So thank you very much for coming on this morning. It was great having you here. You're listening to BizTalk on WHPY. We'll be back next week, and thank you for listening.